Hello guys, welcome back to Julie's Golden Hour. I'm recording a new podcast episode today because I feel like it's been a long time since I've recorded an episode, and there are like a few things that happened and I need to discuss some new projects, and it's been a while since I've filled you guys in. I've prepped myself. I mean, I never really prepare myself for a podcast. I really just think about some subjects that I want to talk about. Then I sit down and I just start talking. Plus, I always put a shit ton of lip balm on my lips. And I did that now. This is like really last minute. I decided like just a few minutes ago to record a podcast. So now I'm laying in bed. This is so not professional, but it never was, like, it was never supposed to be professional. So, anyway. Okay, I'll just, like, start talking. It feels good to be back. I mean, I don't really do this often, but I like just running to my phone and talking to you guys and filling you guys in on everything and going into detail about, like, my books and stuff and, yeah, like my projects and how I come up with things. So, I'm gonna start off with Impure. I finished that book. I was talking about it like the last few podcasts, and I finished it. I finished writing it. It's been a journey. I'm not gonna lie, I finished Impure rather quickly, in my opinion. Mainly because I wanted to get rid of it as fast as I could. I wasn't like rushing it. That doesn't mean that I was rushing it. I didn't rush into the end. It was exactly how I wanted it to be, how I pictured it. It's just that I was so excited for Elena's book. Elena is Aurora's sister and Nicholas' sister, and the daughter of Athena and Vincenzo. And she has, like, she's getting her own book, obviously. And I genuinely couldn't wait for everyone to read her book and to hear everyone's thoughts on it. That's the main reason why I wanted to finish Impure as fast as I could, to just get into her story and, like, get into her world. But yeah, finishing Impure was like a blast, and when I finished it, I didn't expect to immediately miss it that much, you know? I didn't expect to miss Impure. I didn't expect to miss Nicholas and Fallon because I was so eager to just wrap it all up. But when I did, I feel like it's always hard saying goodbye to characters that I've grown used to for such a long time. Because I've been writing about them for a few months. Same goes for Aurora and Ricardo. I've been, like, the process of their book took a little less than a year, but when I finished their story, I wrote so many bonus chapters after because I just couldn't let go of them. And I kind of experienced the same with Nicholas and Fallon. It was really hard letting go of them because I'm so used to writing about their characters and personalities and how they're like, and now I had to start all over and begin with Elena. Like, who's totally different from her sister and her brother. But it's interesting because she's like me. But then again, so is Fallon and so is Aurora. In every main character of mine, I put a piece of myself in there. And I think that's quite normal for authors to, like, put pieces of themselves into their characters. I think every author kind of does that. I'm not saying that every author does it, but it I think it happens quite often. And I do the same thing. So if I say Elena is like me, Fallon is like me, and so is Aurora, but Elena is like me because she faces something I struggle with severely, anxiety, social anxiety. She has that and so do I. So when writing about her experiences and her feelings, I really relate to her. Because I know what it feels like. I know what the thought process feels like in my personal experience. And I don't know, it's like, it's not refreshing, but it's easy. And it feels good to portray that, because I feel like a lot of people can relate to her character, can relate to her feelings of anxiety and her self-doubt, and the feeling of feeling so self-conscious in public. And I like writing a relatable character because it doesn't seem unrealistic, it seems realistic, and people can like place themselves in her shoes and know exactly what she's feeling in that moment, if that makes sense. Anyway, so Darkest Hours is one of my, like, it's my newest release. But it's been interesting to write because it's enemies to lovers, aka my favorite trope of all time. I absolutely adore enemies to lovers. It's just, it's giving everything it should give. It's like, I don't know how to say it, but it's just so good, you know? Like, the hating part, then the groveling part, then admitting their feelings. And writing a good enemies to lovers is hard, because usually in most enemies to lovers books, like the characters cave in quickly into their feelings. But in some good enemies to lovers, like, the hate continues for a good while, and the feelings are just like so heart-wrenching, and the heartbreak is like everything it needs to be, and it gives me life. Okay, I plan on writing a shit ton of heartbreak, like a shit ton. Like, I'm talking sobbing and wanting to like just rip out your own heart. Like, that's my goal. My goal is to, I don't know how to like say it, but my goal is to make my readers suffer. Because oh my god, I'm going to sound like a villain. I know, and I'm aware, but I don't care. But I love making my readers suffer, okay? Like, oh, it gives me euphoria, okay? But knowing that I'm able to make them feel such intense feelings, and knowing that I'm capable of making them feel so desperate, makes me feel powerful. And I shouldn't be feeling this kind of power, but I am, and I'm thriving off of it. If you want to cancel me, then go ahead, but I like heartbreak, okay? I love reading heartbreak, because I love putting myself through emotional pain. I love breaking my own heart. It has something, okay? Whenever I'm reading a book, it, like, the fact that I can cry and that the characters are like hurting me with their words and actions, and like, I'm hurt and I hate them, but secretly I'm addicted to it. And then when the female main character is like a strong badass bitch who knows her worth and lets the one who fucked up grovel at her feet and beg for her forgiveness, and she's just like, no, like, I'm a strong motherfucker, like, I know my worth. That's so powerful. I love it. I love that process. I love just basically, like, how do I say this? But I just love, like, the love interest breaking the heart of the main character, and then the main character, like, evolving into a badass bitch and just not be weak like some of my characters, but I won't get into that. And not be weak and just reject them and make them, like, beg for it. Literally. Oh my god. Oh my god. I love it. Okay. Anyway, that's my goal in Darkest Hours. Aries, listen, I looked up the way to pronounce his name, and it came up Aries. Okay? So, if I mispronounce his name, blame literally every single website that you can find on the internet. I looked it up to be sure. I didn't want to butcher his name. Blame the internet and not me. Thank you. So, Aries is, he's like, I think the most hated guy out of every single one of my love interests. He is not sweet. But you know what? I love it. He's like the asshole. He's an asshole. But it's hard to write his character because I don't know where the limit is. I don't know how far I can go. I don't know what's acceptable. You know? I want them to, like, hate each other and dislike each other. But sometimes it's hard because he, like, to what extent can he insult Elena, you know? So I'm really testing out those waters, and I'm not trying to turn it into a bully romance, though I'm a sucker for bully romances. Oh my god, those are so good. That might make me problematic, but once you read the Royal Elite School series by Rena Kent, you will think differently about them. Oh my god, they're so good. You should know the trigger warnings, though. Like, I'm promoting her books, but bruh, they're so fucking good, I swear to god. And, like, the bully romances are everything. Are everything, I swear. But some of the kings are kind of problematic. Like, anyway, it's not about that right now. It's about my book. So, like, the enemies to lovers is quite hard because I never know how far I can go. But then again, my goal is to make, like, the hate between Aries and Elena this really prominent hate and dislike, and just make them have this tension and, like, feelings that are buried deep inside. Because, as we all know, Elena is obsessed with Aries. And you know what? I don't fuck with the Joe Goldberg comments on Elena's behavior. Elena is just really passionate, okay? She's not a stalker. She's not Joe Goldberg, okay? That's a whole different level. I don't fuck with those comments. That's extreme, okay? That's really extreme. But she's obsessed. But it's like an obsession that won't harm others. She's just hurting herself by still admiring Aries, I guess. But it's not like she would go to certain extents to, like, have him. Like, she's not, if I can have him, no one can. That's not Elena. She's just really passionate, and she's a lover, okay? She's, like, I don't know. That's just who she is. And actually, I think it's kind of cute. Like, the way she assures herself of, like, knowing it's her secret and knowing she can enjoy it as long as it remains her secret, you know? I think it's kind of cute. anywhere. Where was I going with this? So yeah, writing Aries and Elena has been hard, but it's okay because I'm still figuring it out. It's my first time writing enemies to lovers. It's my first time like really putting in heartbreak, focusing on heartbreak. I've tried it in Impure. I really liked it. I'm in my heartbreak era. I'm in my dark era. Okay. I'm enjoying it to the fullest. So I'm going to make sure to try it out, like all of it. Try out every single aspect, because I feel like my books have always been like lighthearted, that I never delve in too deep into some dark themes. Not anymore. No more daytime books, all right? That's over. Moving on. How I came up with Darkest Hours. Listen, I had this idea for Elena's book. A lot of people were asking me for Elena's book. I didn't even know that I was going to make a book for Nicholas, and people were already begging me for a book for Elena, and I was like, that's never going to be there. I was so sure that I wouldn't write it. I was just like, I don't see it happening. But then Nicholas's book came, and I got inspiration for his book, and I got a few ideas, and I was like, oh my god, why not? And then I was like, maybe I should write something for Elena. And a lot of people were giving me ideas, by the way. A lot of people were like, make her be with someone who's like married. Make her be with the professor. Make her be involved in the mafia. Make her be involved with the bad guy. And her being like the good girl. Make her be a lesbian. Like, a lot of suggestions were coming forward. And while I appreciate them, I just didn't know what to do. When I tell you like 80% or even 90% was begging me to make a girl and girl book for Elena. There were too many. But my mind was set at a certain point. For my entire life, I've been imagining myself. I mean, not really myself, but just me having, not just me, like, oh my god, just like a person having a badass moment on stage while the love interest watches from the audience, okay? That has been a scenario I've had for so fucking long, I can't even remember when it started. For as long as I can remember. I can always imagine someone. Sometimes it would be me. Sometimes it would be the character from a book that I was reading. Like literally anyone that I was focused on that moment. Not my real life friends, but just book characters or just myself. I'm gonna be honest. Like having their moment on stage while the love interest who broke their heart is watching from the audience and just regretting every single thing they ever did or said to that person singing on stage. That has always been a fantasy, okay? Why? Because I like to be dramatic. I like to be really fucking dramatic. And yeah, that's just my way of expressing everything. Expressing anger and all that bullshit. And so I've always had this, like, idea of a main character. Not real for myself, but it was just an idea. I've never really even realized that it could be a book. But, like, I've always had this idea of a character just having her heart broken and then someone they loved watching them perform and just realizing what they had let go and stuff. And as I was writing Impure, it just came to me all of a sudden. It was like a light switch. No, it was like a light flicked on over my head and I got an idea, and I was like, I was surprised at the possibility. Then I was debating. I was like, should I let Elena be famous? Should I let Elena be like a singer? Does it even fit with the Amoretto family? Like, does it fit in the series? Like, should I? And I did anyway. Yeah, I just did it. I was like, fuck it. But I took Elena, I used her as the star in my scenarios, and that was that. Like, the roughest sketch of, like, the book idea was just Elena being the front woman of the band Icarus. That's, like, that was just, like, the most basic thing I knew about the book. That was all I knew. I didn't know who the love interest was going to be. I didn't know how it was going to happen. All I knew was that Elena was going to be a pop star or a rock star. Like, the music depends. Defining the book was a lot harder, though. Finding the love interest, you guys have no idea how long it took me to finally figure out who the love interest was going to be and what it was going to make, like, what, like, the love interest was. I'm struggling here. It took me so long to figure out who the love interest was going to be and what, like, what position they would have in her life and how it was all going to work out. Because you guys know my themes, like, my book themes. I like to write about forbidden relationships, like the thrill, the excitement, affairs, cheating, age gap, like anything around that. That's my thing. I love writing about it. But now I was stuck. I didn't know where to go. At first I was like, maybe she should have an affair with the manager. But then I was like, no, that's just, I don't know how that's going to work out. Then I was like, maybe she should be in love with someone from her own band. But then I was like, no, because that won't work out. Like, that's, no. And then I kept on trying to come up with forbidden topics. Then I was like, what if they have, like, a rivaling band and she's, like, obsessed with a band member she can be obsessed with because her band hates that band, you know? I don't know how long it took me to finally realize that, but it took me a long while. I always, like, for Dagger's Hours, I really went into it. And I have, like, this book in which I write everything. I have written the song lyrics for Dagger's Hours, like, for the album. I've sketched out, like, some moments. I've written the personalities, I've dedicated pages to timelines, I've dedicated pages to some characters. I even, like, color in that book to color away my anxiety, just like Elena does. I'm really using that book as a guide for Dagger's Hours, and it's been helping me a lot. And I remember at, like, writing down questions in that book, like, who's a love interest, like, simple questions. Is Elena a virgin? Is a love interest on the band? Who's her best friend? Like, those type of questions. And I remember them remaining all unanswered. I didn't know what to write. I didn't know where to start. I remember, like, using arrows and making, like filling whole pages with possibilities. And then it came to me. I sat down. I was thinking, like, really thinking. I thought all of it through. And I settled with just Aries being the drummer and hating her. I never intended for the love interest to hate each other, by the way. At first, I wanted to make... I'm going through all the possibilities. I'm exposing myself right now. At first, I thought of making Elena someone's go-to girl, like a guy who always goes back to Elena to make out with her, and she falls in love, but he doesn't. And then he meets another girl, and Elena would be that bitch who is jealous of him and trying to sabotage their relationship, which could have been a good idea, but I couldn't really see myself writing that. I couldn't see myself having enough inspiration for that kind of book. It is a good idea, but I don't know. It didn't seem good enough for me to dedicate my time to it. But I like to write characters who suffer in silence. And I thought, if Elena's going to suffer in silence because of some guy that she's infatuated with and the guy, like, just dislikes her, that would be amazing. That would feed my masochist heart. Because I love emotional pain. And I love putting myself through that. So, yeah. That's actually... I've been ranting and I don't know if I'm making any sense. If I'm making any sense and if you're still listening and you, like, can comprehend anything I've just said, thank you. Thank you for having hope in me, by the way. Genuinely. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm just laying in bed talking. I should be asleep. I should publish another chapter, but here I am just rambling. Anyway. By the time that this episode is out, the chapter will be published. Don't lose your shit. Don't worry. So yeah, that's about it on Darkest Hours. I feel like it has so many potential relationships in it. Like, so many characters who can or could be something. And could lead to spin-offs. But you guys are impossible. You guys want me to write books about literally every character who appears in any book. You guys want me to write about Dunya and Fallon's dad. You guys want me to write about Alessandro and Dante from, like, who are Aurora's sons. And Alyssa, who is Aurora's daughter. Chill. Please, okay. I have a lot of unfinished works. A lot of people are bothering me about those unfinished works, and I feel guilty enough as it is. But don't tell anyone, but I've been coming up with an idea for Donia's book, in which, like, with Fallon's dad. It's a possibility. I'm not confirming that there will be a book coming, but I'm not denying it either. I'm just putting it out there, okay? Okay. By the way, oh my god. I just need to say this. I was writing a bonus chapter for Tantalize today. It's not finished. I have no idea when it's coming out. It will probably take another while, but I don't care. And I've realized that I genuinely miss writing about Aurora. And I'm so close to just inventing someone else who is just like Aurora. And I might just use Alyssa. But if I use Alyssa, who is Aurora's daughter, Vincenzo will be her grandfather. And I literally can't imagine writing myself a book in which Vincenzo is the girl's grandfather. I can't, okay. That shit just hurts me. It hurts my soul. Vincenzo will literally be on his deathbed or something. I can't imagine, no.
I refuse to. So while I do want to write about Alyssa, and I do want to make her like her mother, I don't think I'm capable of doing that. I can't. I cannot. So either I'm going to invent someone new or use someone, like a character from one of the books, and conjure up a story around them, I guess. I might. No, I'm not going to say anything, but I can't think of Athena and Vincenzo as grandparents. It was weird enough writing them as parents, as Aurora's parents and Nicholas's parents, and even Elena's. But grandparents is a big no. No, thank you. I'm good, for real. Even though I do want to write about Alessandro and Dante, I have literally no idea what I would write about them. But it would be interesting to write about twins. Not them being in a poly relationship, because that would be incest. Like just them having separate girls, obviously. But it would just be interesting writing about them. But then again, I'm not ready to call Vincenzo a grandpa, nor Athena a grandma. I won't ever be ready. I refuse to say goodbye to them and, like, write generation after generation and... No. No, because that would mean he would die one day and I will not. I refuse to let him die. Thank you for listening, by the way. Thank you. I love you. You will hear from me next episode. Thank you for sticking with me throughout this episode, and I hope you'll have a great day. I hope you will enjoy today, and please know you're not alone. I love you.